Welcome back to A People's Guide to Publishing. I'm Joe Beal, the founder and CEO of Microcosm Publishing and Distribution. I'm also the author of A People's Guide to Publishing, which distills what I've learned from selling millions of books over the past 25 years.
I'm Ellie Blue. I'm the editorial and marketing director here at Microcosm. We are an independent midlist publisher based in Portland, Oregon. We have 14 employees, over 650 titles in print with 20 to 40 new books per year, and we distribute thousands of titles from other publishers.
We started this podcast so that we can share what we've learned with newer publishers so that you can learn from our mistakes.
Or maybe you just want to understand the publishing industry.
This week, we are going to answer a reader question. And that question is, how do I get the chicken in front of the egg? Because whenever I talk to a store, they don't want to order books from me directly because I don't have a distributor. But when I go to a distributor, they want to know what stores are ordering from me that they can pick up orders from. And I just don't know how to get these stars into alignment and the chicken in front of the egg.
Whew. That's a hard one. We've had two people ask us this, at least.
Two people asked this in 1 week. Two people asking the same question. That means this question is timely. And I would say that has to do with the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of independent book publishers all coming into their own this 2021. But, so part of the, and one of these publishers, they had put their books into Costco. They had done a good amount. They had had some successes despite, they had a really strong direct-to-consumer program working out for them. They were really good at fundraising. They just were missing the distribution piece. So, fortunately, in the case of these two publishers, I wasn't able to introduce them to the right people that were able to help them. But to that question, I mean, this is certainly something that both of us have been through as well, individually, with our own publishing programs. I immediately recalled a time in 2003 when we were on book tour, and we went to the Boulder Bookstore. Shout out. Still a great supporter of Microcosm to this day, 18 years later. And they bought 10 copies of each book, and they had us handwrite a little invoice, and we left it. They paid us, and it wasn't even weird. And it was honestly pretty great. It's like, a lot of times those kind of experiences can kind of buoy your spirits, because you can kind of see that there's a world for your work outside of your friends and people that already know about you. And then we were told, I don't even remember by whom, but we were sent to another bookstore, and, it was like a single proprietor bookshop, and, we got the, like, oh, who is your distributor? And we were like, you can just buy the books from us. And I think we were distributed by National Book Network at the time, but for whatever reason, we literally had the books in the car on the tour. That just seemed easier. And, and trying to explain that and explain that, most of the other bookstores we visited, they just bought a box of books from us, and that was a great situation for everybody. But instead, the woman, retrieved a pretty condescending letter that she sort of thrust at me and refused to discuss the matter further, and it was the basic, and it was the nuts and bolts of explaining how the book industry works to maybe somebody that had less experience than I did at that time, and so it was just sort of particularly funny. And then, obviously, the difference between these two experiences is the Boulder Bookstore is still there, still doing remarkably well. The other bookstore is not there anymore, And so, partly, it's an important lesson, too, in, it's important to have your spirits dashed as a publisher and have your, dreams stepped on, because it, builds resolve. But on the other hand, the other lesson here is, you don't want to be a shit to somebody that, like, is trying to build a relationship with you, you know, because I will never forget how I was treated there, and, you know, maybe the situation would have changed one day, and that we would have wanted to work together mutually, you know, and so you kind of want to keep that door open and, you know, be polite to people and, you know, just not cut it off quite so, you know, with that much finality.
So is your advice just to kind of, like, keep trying, roll with the punches, celebrate the victories?
You know, and I do feel like this is... I do think it's a sort of a buggy approach, because I think, you know, the real problem with most publisher-distributor relationships isn't that there's a lack of, you know, sales relationships to hand over to the distributor, because the distributor already has all those relationships. Yeah. You know, it's more that the publisher isn't developing their books in a way that would work in the retail market, you know, and that's the real problem. So, you know, my real advice is listen to the distributor, and listen, don't, like, argue your case, you know, explain your publishing program. Explain why you do things the way you do, and be willing to listen and change that. Because, you know, you want somebody that is experienced. You don't want somebody just to tell them why and how they're wrong. I mean, that's just, like, you know, again, you're ideally trying to build a relationship.
And then, like, counterpart to that advice is listen to the bookstore buyers that are turning you down.
Yeah, and, like, why they're doing that. And, you know, I mean, it's... If we were smaller... And we didn't have as much viability to self-distribute as we had then, it would have been good advice to be sent to a distributor at that point in 2003. It's just that when, you know, when you're doing that sort of out of hand without listening, that isn't really creating a relationship either.
It's true. I've gotten, like, valuable advice, though, from people being jerks to me, honestly. Like, if you can, like, take that as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, I've definitely had people be like, ugh, these won't work in our store. People want bigger books, you know? And, like, it's easy to take that defensively, but also, like, it's also, you know, easy to, like, plan in the future. Try a bigger book.
Right, right. And, yeah, it is. I mean, this has been the number one feedback that we've gotten over the years is, like... The trim size and the thickness of our books is so minimal that, you know, they get lost next to all of the 300 pagers. And, you know, that's a lot of the apprehension of the store buyers. And, you know, engaging that point non-defensively can really help as much as, you know, adapting your approach based on that. You know, even if it's not, like, abandoning everything you've tried to do up until that point.
There's something you said at the very beginning of this episode where you were like, well, I was able to introduce both of these people to the right people. And I feel like that's also a lesson to be learned. Like, if you do want to, like, get in with a distributor, you know, you want to make sure your books are ready, but you also probably need to network. It shouldn't be this way, but it really is.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, you know, and I've done this a lot where I've introduced somebody to what I believe is the right people. And those other people are just having, like, you know, they're having a publisher freeze, or they don't see what I see, and they're, you know, like, I have a relationship with them, so, like, I can explain it to them and talk it into them, but nobody is going to listen to a publisher if the publisher is just obstinate and trying to tell them how they would like things to work, you know? It has to go both ways. And part of that, too, is, you know, you need to sort of get your lay of the land to figure out what each party offers to really see, you know, which one is right for you. Like, if you're doing children's books, you know, you want a distributor that has a good children's program. You don't want to just go to the wrong place, you know. You want to go somebody that can do something with you, you know. And if you're, you know, if you're publishing books about how to use, you know, do computer coding, you want somebody that knows what to do with those. Similarly, you know, nobody is going to build those kind of divisions from scratch on your account unless you're really just doing gangbusters with that stuff, you know, which maybe you are, you know. But so, yeah, it is, and I do sort of hate it that it is a game of relationships, but ultimately it's a game of relationships. And so, like, being mindful of that, it's important, you know?
Go to the conferences, don't, you know, be mean to other publishers.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, I can't stress that one enough, that, like, people just want to have their, like, edified moment of, like, how proving someone else was wrong, myself included, when in reality the point of all that is to take experience from people that know better than you and to, like, internalize what part of their criticism, you know, does apply.
And then someday you'll be the person sending the elevator back down for the brand new publishers.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of time, I mean, and none of the places that I've connected people with are even people that we work with anymore. It's just people that I've maintained relationships with after the fact. And then a lot of it, too, is, I mean, when I was starting out, you know, I would just go and say, like, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what we make, you know, this is our sales history, you know, like, we would like to work with you. And 9 times out of 10, they would at least say, okay, like, I'll schedule a meeting, you know, if not, like, oh, yeah, that sounds great, I'd love to work with you, you know. And it is just, it's not as complicated, you know. We did watch somebody once give a intense presentation with, like, sales growth charts, and then they were interrupted and told to just talk about the books. I feel like that was, it did me good to witness that.
Yeah, you don't need to have a business school degree to do this. In fact, they probably would prefer that you don't.
Yeah, and I do, I think about it once a week where I'm like, I wonder if that publisher is still in business. Thanks for joining us once again.
Please send your questions to podcast@microcosmpublishing.com so we can answer them on future episodes.
And please give us 5 stars on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are reviewed.
You can find us on the internet at microcosm.pub.
On Twitter at microcosm.
On Facebook at microcosmpublishing.
On Instagram at microcosm_pub.
And here in Portland, Oregon on North Williams Avenue.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful week.